views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Are you ready to find and embrace your purest self? Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. Journey to your purest self now with your host, Jessica Dooley. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Purely You Radio. This is Jessica, and I am here today with Charlene Peterson. Charlene is the owner of the Genesis School of Natural Health, where herbalism is the cornerstone of all natural health programs. Before taking on the responsibility of education, she worked with hundreds of clients, read dozens of books, and attended numerous seminars and classes. While a college degree is not needed to be an herbalist or a natural health professional, Charlene found that her Bachelor's of Science in Biology greatly enhanced her ability to understand the advanced classes like phytochemistry. Charlene's mission is to train students so that they can educate and serve their communities by offering safe and effective natural health care. And she has agreed to join us today to share some of her knowledge and her wisdom, some of her insight with all of us as we go on this journey through natural health care over the next hour. You're listening to Purely You Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And Charlene, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well today. Thank you, Jessica.
Wonderful. I'm so happy you're here for us. And I'm so grateful that you took some time out of your day to share your knowledge and wisdom with us. You know, the way I start every show is kind of asking people what Purely You looks like for them. So can you share with our listeners what Purely You is for you?
Well, I have given it some thought, and what I think for my Purely Your life is when I take complete responsibility for my actions and my reactions. You know, like most, my life has been a mixture of love and joy, but also periods of grief and just feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Life is messy, and it's very easy to become negative. So when my thoughts do become negative, I call it a pity party. Now, you know, a pity party for a day, that may not be damaging, but long periods of focusing on how everyone else is stressing us out can cause depression. It can cause anxiety. It definitely causes us to be unhappy. So When I'm having a pity party, what I mainly do is I go back to God and I say, you know, I need your wisdom. I need the answers. I need guidance. And of course, you know, we have to control the chatter in our minds so we can hear God's answer.
Yes.
But when I'm having a pity party, it is because I'm not communicating with God.
Oh, I understand that. That's perfect. I love that. You have to kind of bring in all parts of our world. So I'm so interested to hear how did you get started in natural medicine and in alternative health? Tell us about your journey.
Oh, I wish I could say some things like some of my students where their grandmother took them to the garden and they were always surrounded. But I grew up without giving herbs, food, health care, not even sick care. I gave it no thought at all. Mm-hmm. And the reason was because almost all of my family members, the kids in school, nobody had diseases. So I really didn't think about herbs or causes or cures.
Sure. Like most of us, I think.
Yeah, I kind of envy the people who had those grandmothers who taught them. But
me too. Me too.
I'd say my introduction to natural medicine was a result of helping out a friend of a friend. I thought I was driving, I'll call her Deb. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was driving Deb, who was very sick, to the doctor's office. And when we arrived, I realized that it was not a regular doctor's office. It was a natural health office. Oh. So I spent hours watching and listening to the naturopaths work with Deb. Mm-hmm. And I was very intrigued. And one of the things that was going on is I had a daughter who had experienced extreme fatigue. She could not stay awake to do her homework.
Oh, and, man.
You know, I took her to the doctor and they ran some tests and the doctor said nothing was wrong with her. Her thyroid test was normal. Mm-hmm. And so I'm listening to Randy and Corey and I decide I'm going to make an appointment for my daughter. So anyway, Randy asked my doctor several questions. He tested her using electrodermal screening. Cool. And according to him, her thyroid and her pituitary were very low functioning. Mm-hmm. Of course, anybody can say anything.
Right.
The results are what matters. So he recommended a few products, and it's been so long now, I don't remember which ones. But I remember him giving her like three or four things, and in just a few short weeks, I had my daughter back. So I was amazed. I was like, oh. Right, this works. You know, what my doctor, you know, the doctor I took her to said nothing's wrong with her.
Right.
That didn't help her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had answers.
And you knew there was something wrong with her, whether that's mother's intuition or just her overall behavior. You were very aware that there was something not right.
Yeah, falling asleep in class and not being able to stay awake for a movie are signs that something's wrong.
Right. Absolutely. So did you then start to see these like Randy and Corey kind of for yourself too, or did it take a little while before you stepped into that?
Well, I went ahead and made an appointment for myself. And for me, it was just once in a while, I felt like I had pain in my ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that it wasn't pain in my ovaries. It was actually my intestines, they wrap around. Everything is pretty compact in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm visiting with Corey during my appointments, and he finds out I have a biology degree. And pretty soon he's asking me if I want to attend classes. And
oh.
So, you know, I'm attending his classes. And one of the things I started doing was, I got his permission, of course, but mm-hmm. I went to his office, and this was 45 minutes away. It wasn't like in town.
Okay.
So I drove to his office every Friday, and I was there all day long. I would listen to both Corey and Randy. I would stock shelves. I would, I was basically their runner. If Corey said, I need Bactrix number 3, I went and got Bactrix number 3 and gave it to him.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, after quite a while, and plus I would get all of my reading list. I say, hey, Randy, what book should I read next?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ended up where I was there so often that Corey said if I kept showing up, he was just going to hire me. And he did.
Oh, how cool.
So I had a great education, you know, not just all the books, but I had the opportunity to work with two people who have been doing this for so many years.
And you know, Randy and Corey, what are their titles?
Randy, everybody has a different diploma name, and that's why I tend to call everybody natural health professionals.
Sure.
Corey had a long history in herbalism.
Okay.
Randy was excellent with herbs, but really loved homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, diploma wise, I think Randy said a naturopathic. I forgot what he was called. A naturopath and a naturopath assistant, I guess, type of thing.
Okay, sure.
But in reality, those diplomas do not tell us how much a person knows, which was very evident when you were with them. So anyway, they were both a large part of my ability to understand and gain the knowledge very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, some solid hands-on training there.
Oh, yes.
You know, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking you may have run into this issue with studying, is that we get overwhelmed that there are thousands of herbs, mm-hmm. and we think that we have to memorize every single one of them, and that's not true. Really, if we know 30 herbs, we should be able to do almost anything if we really understand 30 of them.
Right.
You know, some people say you only need to know 10, but I'm just not that smart. I have to have 30.
Variety is good, you know, and I think that speaks to the knowledge and the understanding that every body is different. And sometimes, you know, you need a couple of different options in your back pocket to work, because what works for one person might not for the other.
So when you study these herbs, Jess, when you got your diploma, all right, I am ready. I can work with anybody. Or did you have a few doubts?
No, and I still, to this day, there's times where people come to me with a specific need or question or concern. And I say, you know, I think that this is where I would like to start, but I want to just go back to my books a little bit, double check my notes, kind of just be sure before I suggest or recommend that to you. Just for the fact of being sure, I think. And then I think also to be confident that it's something they're going to be able to find locally, or something that, you know, if we're looking at a tincture versus a pill or a supplement or something like that. So I've had my diploma for almost a year now, and I still like to go back to my stuff and just double check myself and just be sure. And a part of that, I think, is coming from just being by myself. I'm the only herbalist in the facility that I work in. And so I don't have anyone to even bounce ideas off of. So at this point, I still like to just check references and be sure with myself before I'm recommending things to people. But that might just be the rookie in me. I don't know.
Nope, that's a very good practice. One of the things that we do is when we have calls and we're thinking about disease names and we're busy, and we will forget things. It's like an herb that you use for 20 years all of a sudden just disappears from your mind.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So we all have those days, and then there's also just the I don't remember if it was hot or cold or. Mm-hmm. Is this really the best choice? So it is always best to look things up. And I think our clients appreciate the fact that we do not have egos that say, I know everything right now, I'm right.
Right. Yep. That honesty, I think that there's a whole lot of, a respect that's gained through being that open and honest with it. Charlene, I would love to just take a quick break here, and we'll come back at this in just a few minutes. If you would just let people know where they can find a little bit more about you and about the school, then we'll go to break real quick.
The school website address is kind of long, but it's genesisschoolofnaturalhealth.org. And if you go to that site, you'll be able to find out. We're very transparent. You're going to see exactly what books we use, exactly what our philosophy is, our mission. You'll also find out things like do you really need to be board certified, accredited?
Sure.
A lot of people have really enjoyed the transparency. And so even if they don't choose our school, they had, by going to this website, you're going to be able to find a lot of good information.
Perfect. Perfect. So you're listening to Pure Liu Radio with Jess. We're here on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. I'm Jess, and today we're here with Charlene Peterson, who is the owner of the Genesis School of Natural Health, and she's sharing with us her journey into natural health and holistic medicine and kind of how she got her start. So, Charlene, you were sharing with us that you had been working with Corey and Randy in their office, but I know that you went from working with them into starting your own practice before you started the school. So what did that look like for you?
That was a result of not wanting to commute to Rapid City any longer. I loved working with both Randy and Corey, but I did not like driving South Dakota winters on snow and ice for an hour.
Yes. Anyone who lives in the Midwest can sympathize with that, I think.
So, yeah, with Randy and Corey's blessing, I opened up an office in Spearfish and where I live, so I then did not have to commute, and it was a really good choice for me. It, in addition to being close, it also, I did not have Corey and Randy to rely on, so I really had to grow up in different areas. And one of the challenging areas that people don't think about is the business side. You now have a rent and mm-hmm. you have to have invoices and stock shelves and you're going to need an office manager so that you can work with people while she answers the phone.
Right.
So there's a huge part of us that are of a learning curve for some people who are really great with herbs, but maybe they're not that great with business. And mm-hmm. we have to find a nice balance in order to survive.
Sure. Absolutely. I know I always tell people that I'm a nurse turned business owner, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm making it work. And that's just kind of the way of our life.
Start small and grow slow. That's what works the best.
Ask lots and lots of questions. So tell me kind of about the clients that you see in your office. Do you see both men and women? Do you see mostly women? What does your demographic look like?
You know, in general, it's going to be the women who are seeking the natural health alternatives. Mm-hmm. I did have men who came in on their own, but typically it was a lot of the men that I saw were there because their wife made an appointment for them. And so, you know, they were not there to see me. They were there to make their wife happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
And, you know, so that's when a little humor's needed to kind of get them to open up. And I never had any issues working with men. Mm-hmm. You know, once in a while, they were resistant to be there. But once we got started talking, they understood more about what my objective was and that I was really focused on helping them. Mm-hmm. And after that, you know, they made their own appointments. They were good.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. So I think a lot of the clients that I work with too are women, and for most of the same reasons. Generally, female people are the ones that are seeking out different avenues for their wellness. And so what kinds of things do you find to be kind of the most common health issues among your female clients?
Oh, this is where I have a hard time, because a lot of times what women will come in with is the symptoms. And, you know, the symptoms that were very common were the anxiety and weight gain. Some of them were very irritable, extremely fatigued sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so they tended to be more in the energy of the body and the emotions of the body that most of my women complained of. It's just that many times I had to work with their bowels. We have many root causes to different emotions. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it takes a little bit of work. And a lot of what we do is educating. So, you know, when my clients understood how an intestinal imbalance could lead to emotional issues, then they were more open to following everything I said and not just focusing on certain herbs for certain feelings.
Sure. And kind of getting down to the root cause instead of just a pill for a symptom.
And sometimes there is no herb or pill to fix what's going on. Mm-hmm. Some of our women are... they don't purposely do it, but they get over-scheduled. They do not say no. And so they have work and a husband and children, and they're still saying, yes, I will bake 50 pies for Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so really learning our limitations and realizing that if we want to be a really good mother, we want to be a really good wife, if we want to be productive at work, that sometimes that means say no so that we have the energy to do what we really want to do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's such a hard lesson for so many women to learn that sometimes it's okay to be your own priority. And yeah. You do have to take care of you before, you know, overextending yourself, because at the end of the day, if you have nothing left, you have nothing to give.
And children need a lot from their mothers.
Yes, they do.
And their fathers, but so men and women both really need to look at their priorities. And, you know, sometimes if we look at our time, sometimes we spend way too much on social media and TV.
Yes.
So it's really finding that balance so that everybody is happy and so that you have a good life.
right. And balance. So much of it is balance. You know, it's not that social media is necessarily a bad thing, or that TV is necessarily a bad thing, or baking pies for Sunday is bad. It's the amount of the balance that you're able to create in your life and finding that kind of happy medium between everything.
Yeah, I tend to be the spurts kind of person. I go in spurts where I am just overscheduled, overwhelmed, and I thrive off of that type of stress. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't do that for years and years. It should be a short time period.
Right. You know, periods of busy and periods of rest.
Yeah, it's like, my life is completely imbalanced at times, and it's okay because I'm not going to keep it there for years.
So and you're aware of it, that awareness even to know that this is just temporary or this is just for now instead of this is my life.
Some of the things that we need to pay attention to when we are in those periods of running real hard are things like, are we getting our nutrition? Are we getting enough B vitamins to handle this type of overactivity? Mm-hmm. So when I do go through periods of higher stress, more work, I always make sure that I add a B complex in addition to my multi. Mm-hmm. And just to protect my adrenals and my nervous system.
Sure. So if I were to, you know, if I was a client with you and I come to you and I say, but I'm taking a multivitamin and it's a complete multivitamin, so why isn't that enough vitamin B? How would you educate that patient, that client?
Well, first thing I would do is look at her vitamins and find out exactly how much B6 is within it. So mm-hmm. we have several different B vitamins and we call it a B complex. To make a recommendation, what I'll do is I'll look at the B6 amount.
Okay.
Both men and women who are under a daily stress, it could be just mild stress, and you know, stress really depends on how we view the situation. Mm-hmm. But most of us need somewhere between 15 and 30 milligrams of B6. So if they had a really great whole food vitamin that they felt good with and it only had, say, 5 milligrams of B6, I would simply recommend that in addition to that multi that they take B-complex, at least on it during the periods when they have extra stress.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. So we're just going to go to break here real quick again. And when we come back, we'll be talking about some different herbs and supplements on top of the B6 that can support our women and some of the common issues that they have. For everybody listening, if you would like to learn more about Purely You Healing, you can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com or on Facebook or Instagram at Purely You Healing. And Charlene, where can our listeners find you at?
I am at Genesis School of Natural Health.org.
And you can find everything about the school there. It's a fantastic website. I highly encourage you all to check it out. So with that, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back in a few.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. I'm Jess, and I'm here today with Charlene. Charlene is the owner of the Genesis School of Natural Health, and she's here just kind of guiding us through some holistic health care. And we were talking just before the break about vitamin B and how that complex is so important, especially when you're under times of stress, which most of us suffer from once in a while. So what else, Charlene, would you kind of recommend, other herbs or supplements that would be beneficial for some of our women? You know, some of those common ailments, maybe things like anxiety or sleep issues, anyone that's ever heard anything about adrenal fatigue, anything like that, that you think would be prudent for them to maybe do some research in and kind of check out on their own?
We literally have dozens of herbs that would greatly help people with many of the emotional issues like anxiety and depression and even exhaustion. Mm-hmm. There's always something that I will tell my clients about before they use the herbs, and that is if they are drinking large amounts of coffee, you know, those grabbing a 24-ounce Starbucks coffee in the morning, and if they're eating a lot of carbohydrates, like sugars and grains, you know, like granola bars and cereals and cookies, that if you continue to have the coffee and all the sugars and carbs, that these herbs will not be as effective because you are literally causing a lot of anxiety and emotional issues with the food. So we do have to change our diet. Mm-hmm. You know, with that said, you know, herbs, They always help. It's just that we may not feel what they're doing if we continue our bad diet.
Sure. You know, I mean, it's even people, they talk about how you can't work out through a bad diet. You know, you won't lose weight if you're working out every day but still eating poorly. It's kind of the same thing here. You can't support your body in the best way if what you're also ingesting is not good for you.
Yeah, the herbs are supposed to be a supplement to our diet, not something to correct a bad diet.
Right. Yes. Perfectly said.
You know, when we choose herbs, there's some simple ways to kind of guide us through this web of choices. And one of the first things a person can do is put themselves in one of three categories. The three categories I would start with is, do you face daily mild stress? Things like a very busy life without a lot of relaxation time. Mm-hmm. The second category would be long-standing, which is chronic, severe stress. And this may be years of overworking, years of overscheduling, also living in a hostile environment or working in a dangerous job or environment. And we don't think about this very often, but the people we call caregivers, the ones who are 24 hours a day, basically acting as a nurse in their home.
Yes.
that is very much a long-standing severe stress.
Absolutely.
The other type of stress is what we call short-term stress. Things like moving or changing jobs, having a pile up of things and we have to work extra hours for a while. Mm-hmm. A death in the family or a divorce or a breakup, that's going to be that acute or short-term stress. And so if we can divide ourselves in between short-term, long-standing, severe, or, you know, I just daily have quite a bit of mild stress.
Mm-hmm.
So first we need to kind of determine that. And then the second thing is we need to look at how we feel. And that would be, has this daily mild stress caused me to have feelings of anxiety or being uptight? Or has it led to feelings of being more blue, feeling depressed or down?
Okay.
So first we say, am I in category 1, 2, or 3?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, am I anxious or do I tend to feel depressed? So we kind of, you know, it doesn't have to be like anxiety attacks, but just
sure.
Anxious.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't mean I'm completely depressed. It could just be when I get overwhelmed, I tend to get the blues.
Yep. Yeah, just kind of down.
Well, you mm-hmm. know, both being anxious and being depressed, both of those feelings can also lead to exhaustion.
Right.
So many of us come in, we're like, I'm just exhausted. And of course, you know, we want to take care of the diet and make sure we have the right minerals and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we're going to have some herbs that do an excellent job at supporting that body. Adaptogens, well, one thing I should tell you is that most people respond to a combination of herbs rather than just using one.
Sure.
And this is where, you know, going to a master herbalist or another natural health professional in town is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you can experiment with herbs, and because they are not poisonous and because they don't cause side effects unless you want to overconsume them greatly.
Right.
You're not going to hurt yourself, so you can experiment.
That's wonderful.
Have you had much experience working with the adaptogens?
There's actually a supplement that is sold in the store that I take, that I work out of. The place where I work up here in Montana is a health food store, and then there are client rooms down either side of it. So we've got massage therapists and acupuncturists and myself in there. I've got one of the gals is just started school for Ayurveda. So she'll be practicing out of there when she's done. So we kind of get a little bit of everything. We're kind of a one-stop shop. And so there's one supplement adaptogen combination that is sold in that store that I tend to recommend most to my clients. And then just because that's right there for them and they don't have to do any looking online or any of that kind of thing. So that tends to be the one that I look to the most, you know, short of individual herbs. That's kind of my go-to currently.
Do you remember the combination of herbs they use?
Oh, it has been long enough since I've looked at it. I don't know if I want to start spilling them out right now.
Yeah, that would be me for many things.
I like it. I trust it. That's the one we go to. And I've had great results with it. So I kind of just stick to it and trust the company that produces the supplement to begin with, then?
You know, adaptogens, their strong point is that they're a category of herbs that help the body resist the effects of stress. Mm-hmm. They increase our endurance. And the adaptogens are excellent for those who have the daily mild stress.
Right.
That may be all they need.
Sure.
So what I found with the adaptogens is that some of the adaptogens are balancing and calming. Mm-hmm. And other adaptogens are more stimulating. So if you are prone to anxiety, you are going to do better with the calming adaptogens. And I would say my four favorites would be withania, which is also called ashwagandha.
Yes.
Schizandra, holy basil, and maca. And you can have them as a group and take all of them, try one. But those are definitely best for, that daily mild stress, and you're more prone to be on the anxious side of life.
Sure. Yeah.
Then we have the adaptogens that are more stimulating.
Yeah.
And these are the ones who they're having a hard time getting up. They are sluggish. They're more blue, more down.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety people tend to be hyperthyroid run around.
Right.
And the blues people tend to be tired and more hypothyroid.
Yeah. Charlene, let's talk about that class of adaptogens when we come back from this next break, and we will cover those and kind of a combination of the two together. And then cover just a little bit maybe about thyroid if we have some time. But before we go to break, I believe that you're offering a gift for our listeners if they choose to start a program with the Genesis School of Natural Health. Can you talk about that just real quick?
I love running promotions. And one of the reasons I do that is because books are not included with our studies. So when I offer a discount, I'm like, yes, they can use that towards books.
Perfect.
Being the owner, I get to choose a discount. So I cannot remember if I told you we would take 300 off any program or 500.
You said 300 off of any is what I have listed, but we can sure change it if you'd like.
Let's just say 500 off of any program if they mention this to whether they sign up on an application or call Megan. Just say,
oh, that's wonderful.
I'll just say something about, yeah, I heard it on a radio. She'll believe you. I'll try to remember to tell her.
That'll be perfect. That's just so great for our listeners if they are interested in learning more about this or finding a program for themselves so they can benefit their family, themselves, or their community. So that's so awesome. Thank you for that. You're listening to Purely You Radio with Jess, and Charlene is my guest today. We'll come back in just a few minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. My name is Jessica and I'm here with Charlene. And Charlene is the owner of the Genesis School of Natural Health. And it is a school that offers programs in herbalism and naturopathic health. And Charlene was just sharing with us here before the break about some herbs that can help support our body in times of stress. So we were talking about adaptogens and had just covered adaptogens that are helpful for people who have kind of just mild stress in their day. So then I think we're moving into some more intense stress and the people who feel a little bit slower and sluggish or a little bit more in that depression mode when they feel overwhelmed. So Charlene, what guidance can you offer us for those people?
Well, the adaptogens that work best for those who are having a hard time get going, they're feeling a little blue, those are going to be the stimulating, and those include all the ginsengs, like Panax ginseng and American ginseng. It also includes Siberian ginseng, but what you'll find is that Siberian ginseng really isn't a ginseng, so we've had to rewrite the words. Rhodiola. Rhodiola is excellent as an adaptogen for people who are more depressed or tired. Mm-hmm. Now, for the people who are facing long-term stress, the ongoing for years, those people, if they've had long-term stress and they also have anxiety, some of the best herbs are going to fall into what we call a relaxing sedative. Now, it's not sedative and like it's going to make you go to sleep. It's more of the effect of calming on the nerves. And skullcap, motherwort, passion flower, and lemon balm, those are excellent herbs, whether you just take one or mix them together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, motherwort is also an excellent choice for those who have hyperthyroids. It will help calm that nervousness caused by the hyper. And it can also help women who are going through the hot flashes. So, you know, if you're a person who gets anxiety and the anxiety brings on a hot flash, mm-hmm. motherwort could very well be your best friend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, then we have the people who have been under long-term stress, but they tend to have more depressed moods. And, you know, most people have heard of St. John's wort, and mm-hmm. it really does work, but you have to give it time. And the other thing is that it will not work if you do not have enough nutritive support. So if I gave somebody St. John's wort, number one, I would make sure that they were not on any medications for right. depression or anxiety. But I would also give them a mixture of milky oat seeds, add a little lemon balm, and mm-hmm. maybe a little Damiana to make that St. John's wort will work better by having synergistic qualities.
Sure.
Milky oat seeds is an excellent tincture and tea for the nervous system. Anybody who feels overworked, exhausted, we should be thinking things like nettles, milky oat seeds to feed the body.
Yes, I love nettles. I use nettles for a lot of things.
It's my go-to for tea. I just put other things, other herbs in it so it tastes good, because nettle tea by itself, not so good.
Not so great. It needs a little assistance.
Yes.
Yes. That's great. So what about maybe just a couple of quick thoughts on thyroid problems? So many people in our society today are struggling with that.
We have a, I would say universally, most women have problems with having enough iodine to make those thyroid hormones. But we also need to remember that the thyroid is just one part of the endocrine system. A lot of people will have a test for TSH, not realizing that TSH is, you know, thyroid stimulating hormone, is actually made by our pituitary.
Right.
So when we address the thyroid, we really need to look at the whole endocrine system, and that includes the pituitary, the adrenals. Those are, you know, good, we think of those most, but our endocrine system is pretty complex.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, not taking control of your life and your thoughts, it's going to put a lot of pressure on your adrenals, and that is going to also have an effect on your thyroid. So yes, you know, we need iodine. Seldom do we ever really get enough without taking some type of supplement, like making sure we have kelp and eat seafood and things. But we need to remember that it's just a part of the whole. We're a whole body, so we always need to look at everything.
Right.
Thyroid also, in addition to the iodine, requires enough vitamin A, and not beta carotene from vegetables, but vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Our liver converts beta carotene into vitamin A, but some people do not do that very well. So animal products is about the only way you can get preformed vitamin A or supplements. So anyway, there's many books that will help a person understand the whole endocrine system and the various nutrients you need it to work correctly.
Right.
And you probably have a couple of those on your shelf.
I do. I have a handful of them. And, you know, I kind of turn to different ones every so often. It depends on what I'm looking for. But they're great resources. There's so many available.
This is why I always start and make sure that you have a very good multi-mineral, multivitamin, enough of the B vitamins. A lot of times we have to add extra C. One of the things with the adrenal stress is it will burn through vitamin C. And that's one of the reasons that under stress, people tend to get sick.
Sure.
So, you know, having, when I say vitamin C, you've heard this lecture, but ascorbic acid is not enough. That's right. Just a part of this whole molecule. So you should always buy a vitamin C that includes the bioflavonoids with it.
Right.
Yep. But we need to look at how we manage stress. We need to look at our schedules. Remember that we can say no.
Right. That's the big one.
Get rid of all the caffeine and sugars. So yeah. there's many ways that we can make ourselves sick, and there's many ways we can get well.
To support your whole body.
And we do make new cells every single day. So every single day we can choose, are we going to make great new cells, or are we going to make sickly new cells?
Right. Yeah. Oh, what a perfect place to end, Charlene. We're so grateful that you were able to hop on with us today and share your knowledge and your wisdom. I just want to remind our listeners that they can find you and learn more about the programs that you offer, learn more about the school at your website, which is genesisschoolofnaturalhealth.org. And you can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com or on Facebook or Instagram, also at Purely You Healing. And next month here on Purely You Radio, I will actually be in the hot seat. So I'll be answering any questions and sharing with all of my listeners some of the biggest lessons that I have learned from my clients on my journey to Purely You. So just be sure to tune in with us next month on the third Wednesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So as our time ends for today, I thank you, my listeners, and I thank you, Charlene, for being a part of our journey. May you always let the guidance of God, the wisdom of Mother Nature, and the determination of the universe lead you to leave every day as Purely You. Thank you for listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. For more information or to listen to this show, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.